Sorry for that false start, folks. You're listening to The Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper. Well, last night was a tremendous broadcast. I enjoyed every single minute of it. I enjoyed it as much or more than all of you out there who had been waiting just to hear Dr. Wallach live in studio. And I was very fortunate to have him as a guest here in our home. And we visited for a while and had dinner together. And we had a nice room for him reserved at the best motel in town. We took good care of him and made sure that he took off this morning right after his morning broadcast, which he did from the motel, and Tim got him back to Phoenix, and once again, Tim drove all day yesterday. So we want to send out a very special thank you to Tim Mull, who did all the driving, and that's a lot of driving on windy mountain roads, 4 hours down and 4 hours back. Yesterday and today. So, Tim, from all of us, thank you very much. I know how difficult that is. It's not fun, and it's not easy to meet a deadline driving on mountain roads in the wintertime, and some of them can be very treacherous even when the conditions are very good in summer. So Tim did a wonderful job, and he didn't have an accident, thank God. And it was close. Last night when I told you that Dr. Wallach had just walked into the studio 2 minutes before I introduced him, that was the truth, ladies and gentlemen. Tim came roaring up the mountain as I was wondering what I was going to say to you because Dr. Wallach was not here yet. And we saw this tremendous dust cloud coming up the mountain. And I knew that was him. So I came into the studio and I instructed Annie that as soon as Dr. Wallach got out of the car to rush him right into the studio. And Annie, Pooh, and Allison, all three of them, had him by the hand and the trousers and were escorting him right into the studio. He is an incredible man. You have to understand, ladies and gentlemen, that because of what he says, what he's discovered, and what he's disclosing to people all over the world, he has been the target of the American Medical Association and a lot of prosecutors and district attorneys around the country. And every time they've attempted to prosecute him, he has simply gone in with stacks and stacks of the medical papers and documentation and has proven that every single thing that he says is right. And so they've kind of stopped bothering him. And that will tell you, you know, if doctors were really on the up and up, if the American Medical Association really cared about the health of the American people, why would they be trying to screw around with and ruin the life of somebody like Dr. Wallach, who really does care? Because I got to tell you, folks, when he embarked upon this course, he knew they were going to be after him. And so I had a long conversation with him about that last night, because I was interested in what he had gone through because of what we have all gone through. It sort of makes him a very close relation, if you know what I mean. He has never been charged with anything, because whenever they have begun to investigate him, he's just walked in with all of these documents and papers and said, "Here I am. What do you want to know?" And they start grilling him and questioning him, and he just pulls out the papers and proves every single thing that he said, and so they leave him alone until the next time. It's too bad that the profession charged with the health of the people of the world is a bunch of greedy, selfish, not everybody. Now remember, there are some good doctors out there. You heard about one last night from one of our callers. There are some good doctors out there. But for the most part, it's a greedy, selfish bunch of people who believe that everybody owes them because of the amount of time they spend in medical school and the amount of money they borrowed to go through school and have to pay back. A lot of people become doctors and lawyers, not to help people, folks, but with the sole aim of becoming rich, wealthy. That's a shame. And what has caused this to happen, for the most part, in my estimation, you see, I don't really know this to be a fact, but I believe it's a fact. I believe it. All the way down to my toes. I believe it's the insurance industry. Because before, a doctor had to be subject to the market. He could only charge what the market would bear. And he had to help the people, or nobody would come to see him. Now people just go to doctors. It doesn't matter who the doctor is. It's just as long as it says MD. Because that's the doctor their insurance company will pay. And they have established out-of-sight prices and payments for everything. Double billing is rampant. When I was in the hospital when I lost my leg, when I got out and I began to examine all the bills, I found people were billing me who had nothing to do with my treatment. Nothing whatsoever to do with my treatment. Did not furnish me with any drugs or any surgery or any anesthesia or any consulting or anything. They just got the list of patients from the hospital and sent me a bill. And of course, I didn't pay those. And I was double billed for many things. And you won't believe, you will not believe what one Tylenol tablet costs in a hospital, ladies and gentlemen. They even charge you for the paper napkin when you eat your meals. And guess what that paper napkin costs on my hospital bill? Just the little paper napkin was a dollar. Every meal, I was in there for 3 months. Stanford Medical Center is where I was at. It was incredible. The medical profession is out of control. It's incredible. Thank God for people like Dr. Wallach. He's not the only one in this country who's helping people maintain their health and regain their health the proper way. But I would say that he is one of the best, most prominent, doing probably some of the most good of all of them out there. And if he wasn't right, ladies and gentlemen, the AMA, the American Medical Association, would have squashed him under their heel years ago. So you'd better listen to him. I take what he says after having investigated what he says. You see, when I first listened to the tape Dead Doctors Don't Lie, thought, this is incredible. This man's either the biggest con man in the history of the world, or he's the answer to a lot of our prayers. And so I investigated him, as I do everything. Investigated everything he said, looked up every article that he quoted, and most of it was on the internet. It was very easy to do, and found out that he was absolutely 100% correct in everything that he said. The only thing that is sometimes not correct is when he says the average lifespan of doctors is, I forget if he said 56 or 58. It depends upon the year. And it depends upon whether you're taking a year, 5 years, 10 years, or 20 years, and whether you're taking doctors as a whole or doctors in an area. But what I found out was that for certain periods of time, he was exactly correct. And for the period of time that he arrived at that figure, he was right for the group of doctors that he studied. And that overall, doctors do die younger than the average other type person. And from year to year, the figures either are a little higher, or right down on, and sometimes a little under, the life expectancy that he quoted. So that was the only place where I found any discrepancy. And when I called him and asked him where he got his figures, and he told me, and I looked, he was absolutely correct. Absolutely correct. And I'm sure you've heard him on some of his subsequent tapes talking about different maximum life expectancy of doctors, because he has subsequently looked at different groups over different periods of time. So he certainly wasn't trying to fool anyone with that figure. And as I said, he was correct for the group of doctors and the period of time that he researched the information. And you can do research like that yourself. It's called actuary tables. Pick out a profession over a certain period of time and discover how many die at, say, 80, how many die at 79, how many die at 78, all the way down to how many die at 20. And, of course, you're not going to find a medical doctor at the age of 20. You might find some geniuses who are medical doctors at the age of 30, because they were able to complete classes quicker than the normal person could. But most doctors, when they graduate from medical school, are in their 30s, somewhere in the middle. Unless they started school real early, because it takes a lot of years to become a doctor, ladies and gentlemen. It takes at least 14, 15 years for most people. Long time. And you have to complete a residency, and residency is like slave labor with no pay. So when they get out, they're ready to take you to the cleaners, make as much money as they can. And remember, I'm not talking about every doctor. Not every doctor is that way. But as a profession, oh boy, you better watch out. I'm going to cut to some music now and get ready for what we're going to talk about tonight. I'm going to talk about those of you who have ordered your information package, what you're going to get, and what you should do with it. And those of you who have already done that and are waiting for your information package from American Longevity, I'm going to talk to you about what's in it and what it's good for. And so get your pen and paper ready. You're going to want to take some notes during this broadcast. I'll be right back after this very short pause.
Poetic, I'm so pathetic that I always have found it best, instead of getting them off my chest, to let them rest unexpressed. I hate parading my serenading, for I'll probably miss the ball. But if this city is not so pretty, at least she'll tell you how great you are. You're the top, you're Mahatma Gandhi, you're the top, you're Napoleon Brandy, you're the purple light of a summer night in Spain, you're the National Gallery, you're Gobble Gallery, you're cellophane, you're sublime, you're a turkey dinner, you're the time of the Derby winner. I'm a toy balloon that's faded soon to pop, but a baby on the bottom, you're the top.
I've got a cup of Annie's wonderful jasmine tea with some clover honey in it. Boy, does this taste good. You know, most people, unless they've been to a Chinese restaurant sometime in their life, have never tasted jasmine tea. And I've got to tell you, it's one of the most pleasurable, pleasant, and wonderful smelling beverages that you could ever partake of. And if you sweeten it with a real good honey that has a good flavor, like, you know, a good clover honey, which is my favorite, or orange blossom honey, and I was trying to think, it's peach blossom honey, when you can get it, if you can get it. If you live in the hill country of Texas, you can get peach blossom honey. That's another one of my favorites. It's just incredibly good. When you call the numbers that we gave out last night, you leave your name and address, and we send you an information pack. And you can look it over and decide what you're going to do. And in case any of you want to call for an information pack tonight during this broadcast, I'm going to give you those numbers once again right now. It's 1-888-403-2405. That's 1-888-403-2405. Or 1-888-701-0502. That's 1-888-701-0502. And if you live in the Round Valley of Arizona, it's 3555. That's 3555. For those outside the continental borders of the United States, call 011-520-333-3555. That's 011-520-333-3555. And when you call those numbers, someone will answer and take down your name and address. They're not there to give you advice on your health or anything else, and they're not expert at it, so You're wasting your time when you try to engage them in that kind of conversation. They're just there to take your name and address. And that's it. So please give them your name and address and spell anything that may be not normal or that someone might, you know, misinterpret or misunderstand, so that we can make sure that your information packet really does reach you. And when it gets to you, you're going to receive a personal letter from me and some information on colloidal minerals and some other things. You're going to receive some information on the 1936 United States Senate report, which clearly says that the arable soil of this country, the United States of America, has been depleted of all of its mineral content. And the report says that because of the mineral depletion of the soil, the American people are going to experience diseases, because minerals are absolutely necessary to the maintenance of the body. You're also going to get an American Longevity Associate Application and Agreement. Now, let me explain something to you. If you've been listening to this broadcast for a long time, you know that we try to do the very best for our listeners that we can. Unlike some other people who would not want you to get an associate application and agreement, but would want to charge you the full retail price of all of these products, let me give you some idea of how much more money they would be making from you. Okay? Now, you see, if we did that, we would make the difference between the wholesale price and the retail price. As it is, we don't make anything like that at all. Instead, we get a small percentage of the total sales of all of you. And that goes to help keep this broadcast on the air, pay for equipment, and our television project. Anytime you purchase any American Longevity product, you're helping us. Now, you can purchase it from any one that you want to. It doesn't matter to us. We hope that you will want to help the broadcast that helps you. But in case you don't and you purchase it from somebody else, they're going to make money every time you purchase products from American Longevity. It's like anything else in the world. Anytime you buy something from someone else, somebody makes some money. That's the American dream, isn't it? Well, Dr. Wallach did not want to be the sole recipient of all of this money. You see, he really does want to help people. Not just their health, but he wants to help you get the best price that you can possibly get. And if you want to get involved with this and help other people, he wants you to be able to make money doing it. So there's two things you can do. Actually, three things. You can either decide that you want to pay the full retail price, in which case, let me give you an example. For the Virgin Earth Ultimate, the full retail price is $55 a bottle. $55 a bottle for the Virgin Earth Ultimate. That's the full retail price. And you can go into health stores all over this country, and that's what you're going to pay. And that's what probably a million people pay to get these products, because they buy them in retail outlets. Or you can become an American Longevity preferred customer and pay the wholesale price for that same bottle of Virgin Earth Ultimate, $38. $38. So, ladies and gentlemen, you're saving $17 by becoming an American Longevity preferred customer when you sign up under the associate application and agreement and send in your $6. That $6 does not stay with us. It goes to American Longevity. Okay? All that does is make you a preferred customer. Or you can become an associate. If you become an associate, you must furnish a tax ID number or a Social Security number or a federal ID number or some kind of number you've got to put up there. You've got to do it. Okay? And you are expected to sell the products and to recruit other associates or preferred customers. It is a multi-level marketing organization so that anyone who wishes to participate can be a part of anything that is created by it or from it. That's the kind of person that Dr. Wallach is. So not only can you increase the quality of your health or bring your health back to a normal or better than normal condition from a pretty poor condition, or maintain the good health that you may already have, but you can supplement your income, or you can even make this your primary business and spend the rest of your life helping people learn to take advantage of the recommendations of Dr. Wallach and improve their own personal health. So I want to explain that to all of you so that you understand it. So that any time, if you've signed up with us on an associate application and agreement, whether you check preferred customer or associate, you order your products directly from American Longevity, and as long as you have your name and address and your American Longevity ID number on your order form, we will get credit and you will be helping all of our work here. Now, if you're a preferred customer, that means that you're entitled to purchase the products at the wholesale price. Only associates can sign up other people. Only associates can sign up other preferred customers or other associates, and only associates are supposed to sell the products. Okay? That's the difference between the two. And when you get your American Longevity Associate application and agreement, you make out a check or a money order payable to American Longevity for $6. Fill out everything under applicant information. Fill out everything under applicant information. If you check the box preferred customer, you do not have to put in a Social Security or federal ID number. If you check the box associate, you do. Okay? You must check at the bottom, I have included $6, and you must check the method of payment. You can also pay by credit card if you want by filling out the credit card information on the bottom. It doesn't matter how you pay your $6, you must sign the form with your signature and the date. That prevents unscrupulous people from signing you up without your knowledge and then selling you the products retail and cutting you right out of the picture, if you know what I mean, folks. So that's what you do with that form. And then you send it back to Harvest Trust. You follow the instructions in the personal letter that you will get from me. And you send your American Longevity Associate application and agreement, along with your $6 payment, to Harvest Trust, in care of P.O. Box 1970, Eager, spell E-A-G-A-R, Arizona, 85925, USA. Okay, that's pretty simple, isn't it? And so that's, you know, that's what you're going to get in your information pack, and that's what you should do. As soon as we get your form back with your payment, we send it in to American Longevity immediately. And if we have a whole bunch of them, we send them overnight. If we have just a few, we send them second day. So the longest it's going to take them to get from us to American Longevity is 2 days. That's the longest. Once they're there, they put you immediately into the computer, issue an ID number for you, and you can call the customer service number and get your ID number, or you can wait for your information pack, which will come to you directly from American Longevity. Now, you'll get your information pack the fastest if you pay with credit card or with a money order. If you pay with a check, They will not send out your information pack until the check has cleared, which could be from 3 days to 2 weeks, depending upon your bank and whether or not they're floating your money, if you understand what I mean. Lots of banks do it. So, the fastest way to get your packet from American Longevity is to pay by credit card or by money order. If you pay by check, it's going to take longer. Now, when you get your package from American Longevity, that's after you've sent in your associate application and agreement, checked either preferred customer or associate with your information, with a $6 payment, signed by you at the bottom, and sent back to Harvest Trust. You must send it to Harvest Trust. Then we forward it on to American Longevity. Then they will send you your official package of information. And here's what you're going to get in that package, folks. Listen to this. Here's what you can be expecting. First, you're going to get an invoice. And it's going to be from American Longevity. It's going to have the invoice order number, the shipment number, order date, and it's going to have bill to, and it's going to have your billing address, and it's going to have ship to, and it's going to have your shipping address, just as you put them on your agreement. Right under the billing address, if you'll look right under the black line, it says DIST period ID. Right under that is your official American Longevity identification number. So keep that number in a safe place. Every time you order from American Longevity, you must use that number. Doesn't matter whether you order over the phone with credit card or whether you send in an order form. And you can order over the phone if you have a credit card. Or you can use the check debit method over the phone simply by giving them the account number on your check and the routing number and all that kind of stuff. Okay? So that's the invoice you're going to get. And it's going to say that you paid $6. And the $6 is for your associate or preferred customer standing and this package of information. In that package of information, you're also going to get and an American Longevity product order form, on the back of which you will find all the prices of all the products. And what you're interested in is the wholesale price. Don't pay any attention to anything else on there except for the wholesale price. If you've sent in your American Longevity associate application and agreement, paid your $6, and checked preferred customer or associate, you're entitled to purchase any or all of these products at the wholesale price, either by the case or each, or however many you wish, as a matter of fact. You're also going to receive an American Longevity associate application and agreement. Now, if you're an associate, you can sign up people under you. Then every time they purchase products, you will receive a small income from that. Okay? And I'll explain to you a little bit later where you find out what that is and how all this works, because you get that in the information packet also. If you're a preferred customer, have them fill out all the applicant information just like normal. Have them sign it, include a $6 payment, and send it to Harvest Trust, and we'll take care of it from there. You'll also get a tape. This is about an hour and a half tape, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, by Joel D. Wallach. Dr. Wallach, whom you heard last night, he was a 1991 Nobel Prize nominee for medicine. And you get that tape, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, that's your tape. And if you're like me, I'm still listening to this tape, and I've got a couple of others that he made that I listened to also. I've got a couple of his tapes from his broadcast that he did, and one that says, "Trust me, I'm a doctor." And I listen to those all the time, and I'm still learning, folks. And I guess I'm still going to be learning for a long time. I learned an awful lot last night, as I'm sure all of you did. you'll get a brochure on the Virgin Earth Herbal Rainforest, which is a liquid concentrate of full-strength virgin earth, plant-derived minerals with an assortment of 16 herbs. And that brochure tells you all about that. You also get a brochure on the Virgin Earth Oxy products. Virgin Earth Oxy products are oxygen-saturated nutritional products. Getting tongue-tied here. They are Virgin Earth Oxy products are oxygen-saturated nutritional products that are utilized by those who understand the benefits of aloe vera and additional oxygen. And some of you may be interested in that. Anyway, there's a complete brochure that tells you everything about it that you need to know. If there's anything that you need to know that's not included, all you have to do is call the customer service number, and they'll either answer your questions or find somebody who can. And they're really very helpful, folks. Every time I've called, they have been over backwards to help me with anything that I wanted to know. You get a brochure on the Virgin Earth Ultimate Liquids, which is a liquid vitamin, mineral, and amino acid line of supplements containing a highly bioavailable complex featuring plant-derived minerals and other beneficial nutrients. Okay? That's a brochure on the Virgin Earth Ultimate Liquids. These are beautiful brochures. You're going to really love them. They are packed with information. You're going to get a brochure on the Virgin Earth Plant-Derived Minerals, a liquid concentrate of 19,000 milligrams of a natural assortment of 77 minerals from prehistoric plants in their unaltered colloidal form. And, of course, they're vegetarian-friendly, being plant-derived, and they're friendly to everybody, no matter what your diet is, because this is the only way to take in minerals properly. A lot of people were very upset the night that I did the thing on colloidal minerals and told you that if you derive your colloidal minerals from a metal source, metallic source, either from rocks or from silver or gold or whatever kind of electrodes you're using to make your colloidal minerals, you do not derive the same benefit as you would if they were plant-derived. Because that's the natural way, the normal way, that human beings are supposed to obtain their minerals from eating plants. Unfortunately, plants don't contain those minerals anymore because the soil is depleted. And if you're taking in metallic colloidal minerals, no matter what kind it is, metal reacts, ladies and gentlemen, with hydrochloric acid in a different way than plant-derived minerals react. But you heard Dr. Wallach tell you, you only derive a very small benefit from those kinds of minerals. You do derive a benefit, but a very small benefit. You also get a lot of people were upset with that, but it's a simple matter of chemistry. Any high school chemistry textbook will show you what happens when you mix metal in any form, colloidal or any in any form whatsoever, with hydrochloric acid. You also get a brochure on Virgin Earth Sports Plus, which is a vitamin and electrolyte supplement in a base of plant-derived minerals. And it's a great product for people who exercise regularly or jog or play football or do any of those things. Instead of having your jug of, for Gatorade, instead of having your jug of Gatorade, you make up some water with some of this Virgin Earth Sports Plus in it, and that's what you drink. And while you're sweating out the minerals from your body, you're replacing it at the same time. There's a brochure on Bloomin' Miracle Soil Revitalizer. This actually remineralizes the soil. It's a humate soil conditioner and plant food containing up to 77 organically bound earth elements no longer found in farm and range soils. Okay? So if you have a garden that you'd like to improve the production of your garden, you can get this and mix it in with the soil in your garden in the proper way that the directions tell you to do it. And you'll be getting not only more nutritional vegetables, but more vegetables, better-looking, healthier vegetables, and they're going to taste better than anything that you've ever gotten out of that garden before. You'll get a brochure on ultimate tablets and capsules. And these are the things that Dr. Wallach was talking about last night, the supplements. Ultimate Cal, which is calcium. And let me just tell you what's in that. Four capsules of Ultimate Cal contain calcium, 432 milligrams, magnesium, 80 milligrams, potassium, 160 milligrams, zinc, 6 milligrams, boron, 3 milligrams, Ultimate Glucogel, Ultimate Resolution. You heard him talking about all of these last night. Ultimate EFA, which is the essential fatty acids. Ultimate Selenium, which contains selenium, zinc, copper, chromium, vanadium, aspartic acid, bilberry extract, and aloe vera. The Ultimate OPC-T, and that's the grapeseed extract with green tea. These are real potent antioxidants for those of you who may need antioxidants. And everybody needs different things. There's the Ultimate Daily. You heard him discuss that and compare it with a well-known brand of vitamins that you can find in your drugstore. Ultimate Enzymes. And you heard him talk about the Sweet Ease. If you're real tired all the time, you have low blood sugar, you're on the verge of diabetes, or you have diabetes, Sweet Ease, you need it. It contains L-aspartic acid, chromium, and vanadium. And you heard him explain to you what those things do and why it is that you need them. You'll also get a, what is this? I guess this is just a little promotional card. You'll get a letter from the Association of Eclectic Physicians with the a copy of the nomination of Dr. Joel Wallach for the Nobel Prize. You'll also get a biography and a curriculum vitae of Dr. Joel Wallach with all of his published books, audio and video cassettes, and his curriculum vitae, his credentials, all of his degrees and professional affiliations and everything else. You get a brochure on the book, Let's Play Doctor, which I'm going to talk to you about here in just a minute. You'll get a little flyer that explains the marketing concept and where you fit in there. You're going to get a booklet, which is thicker than I thought it would be. It has 26 pages of all the policies and procedures and rules and all of that kind of stuff. And you need to read that. If you're an associate, you need to read it and learn it. You'll get an auto ship order form. Now, let me tell you about this, folks, because many of you are going to want to take advantage of this. You really are. This is how you can do it so you don't have to worry about anything. If you have a credit card, folks, you can put in an auto ship order form, which you're going to get in your package. It means that you authorize them to send you a certain number of products each month and bill your credit card automatically. That way you never have to worry about running out and going for a week or 2 weeks because you forgot to order your minerals and vitamins and the things that you need. And folks, if you are in poor health, you can't afford to do that. What this does is make sure that at a certain date every month, all those things are going to arrive for you every single month, and your credit card will be automatically billed. That's the best way to do it. I encourage those of you who know that you're going to be taking Dr. Wallach's recommended health care products for quite some time, and me, I'm going to be taking it for the rest of my life. I can tell you that right now. You need to do an auto ship order form. Now, since I don't use credit cards, I can't do it. So I have to make darn sure that I order well in advance of the time that we're going to run out. And I have to make sure that that's done. If you have a credit card and you send in the auto ship order form, you don't have to worry about that. And you can change it anytime you want to, or you can stop it, you can cancel it, whatever you want to do. You can add products to it. You can subtract products from it just by getting another AutoShip order form and checking change. Like if you want to take a product off and not receive it anymore, or if you want to add another one, you just check change AutoShip, fill it out again, and send it in, and the change will be effective as soon as they get it. Or you can check the box cancel AutoShip, fill in all the information, send it in, and they'll cancel it. Of course, the first time you do it, you want to check new AutoShip. If there's any questions on any of these forms, any time, ladies and gentlemen, call the customer service telephone number, and they'll help you with everything. Then they are very, very helpful. And last but not least, there's a little sample of, let me see, what is this? The sample that I got is the hydrophilic organic colloidal mineral skin enhancer called Envision. Remember he talked about that last night? One of the callers had someone in their family who was affected by that almost like acne, only it wasn't acne. And Dr. Wallach recommended this cream and told them that that, along with some of the other things, would take care of that. So you're going to get a little sample of that. Or I don't know, maybe you won't. Maybe you'll get a sample of something else. That's the sample that I got. Okay. So that's what comes in all of that stuff. Now, if you get started, if you want to get started right now to get your package of information, what you need to do is call one of these numbers right now. Call one of these numbers right now. Give your name and address. We'll send you your information kit with your American Longevity Associate application and agreement. You get that filled out, sign it at the bottom, send your $6 payment back to Harvest Trust. Just read the personal letter that I include in there and follow the directions to the letter. Send it back to us. We'll send it directly to American Longevity, and you'll be helping all of our work here. As long as you're using these products, you'll be helping us. Now, listen to me, folks. You can purchase these products from other people. You can purchase them directly from American Longevity if you want to. Wherever you purchase them from, you will be helping the person or organization from where you purchase them. Okay? If you get our information pack from us, you become an associate or preferred customer under us, you will be helping the Hour of the Time. You will be helping our television project. You will be helping this broadcast. You'll be helping everything that we ever do. And that's where it's going to go. We don't make very much off of what you purchase, but we do make enough that if we're able to help a lot of people with this, it will supplement what we need around here to do what we need to do. And it's not going to, don't stop donating, because it's not going to provide us with the $15,000 that we need for the television project. We need your donations. Right now, as of this moment, as I speak, we have received a total of $1,400 in donations from the listening audience. Now, I know how many people are listening out there, and that's a dismal, dismal failure. It's really a failure, folks. We need you to donate. We need you to do it now. We need you to help us with this television project. Now, every day, I only eat one meal. Now, if you don't believe that, you come up here and stay with us for a while, and you'll see. I eat one meal each day to cut down expenses so that that money can go somewhere else. It also helps me because I'm a big man, and no matter what I do, I can't lose weight. But it does prevent me from gaining more weight. And a lot of you are the same way. A lot of you could really do with missing some meals. You can make these little sacrifices. You can cut out Cokes. You can cut out beer. You can cut out a bottle of booze every 2 months, or whatever it is that you do that's strictly non-productive, that you could channel to do something productive, really productive. Okay? There is no one listening to this broadcast that cannot find a way to donate to help us with this television project. if you really want to help us. And that's the truth. So I want you to search your conscience. I want you to sit down and for once in your life, don't sit down and think of all the reasons why you can't do something. Successful people never think that way. Gee, if I thought that way, I never would have done anything. When I'm faced with a problem or when we need to do something, I never listen to I can't. I never listen to we can't. I don't listen to anybody who tells me all the insurmountable odds or the things that are going to get in the way of our doing it. These things never enter my mind, and I do not listen to people who talk that way. I only want to hear one thing. When I know we need to do something, the only thing I want to hear from anybody is, how can we do it? I want to hear ideas that will make it happen. And then I want to make it happen, no matter what it takes. So many people are channeled into this negative way of thinking that the only thing that they ever think of when somebody says, let's do this, the first thing that comes into their mind is all the reasons why they can't. Oh, I can't do that. Well, I'm not big enough. Or I'm not little enough. Or I don't have enough money. Or I don't have enough time. Or I'm just a poor working stiff and every penny I've got has to go to pay the bills and blah, 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 blah. That's the way failures and losers think, folks. Listen to me very carefully because I want to get your mind out of that channel. Not just to help us, but to help you. You see, because all your life, you're going to find that you could be better off than you are now if you stop thinking that way. Because there's nothing in this world that you cannot do. Sit down. Look at what it is that you would really want to do. And then never, ever let a negative thought come in your mind. Spend all of your time thinking about that and how you can make it happen. And it will happen. It will happen. And folks, I'm living proof of that. My brain is no bigger than any of yours. I'm not any more intelligent than most of you out there. And that's the truth. My thinking is just different. Instead of thinking why I can't do something, I think of how I can. And I begin to reach out and discover and find the things that lead me to the completion of that goal. And you can do the same thing. You can do it. You can do it. So now I'm asking you, sit down and find a way to donate to our television project. And find a way to donate the maximum amount that you can. And I'm not talking about just one donation. You might be able to donate $5 a month. You might be able to donate $1 a week. You might be able to donate $100. You might be able to donate $100 a month. I don't know what your finances are. I know that some of you out there could sit down and write a check for $15,000 tonight and you wouldn't even miss it. But you haven't done it. And I know that many of you have listened to the Last Day Prophet of God ask for donations on almost every frequency around the world, over and over and over again, night after night after night after night. You have heard him tell you he's the Last Day Prophet of God. You have heard him make predictions. You have heard him tell you what was going to happen. And on certain times, he's even named exact dates. And he has been wrong, repeatedly wrong, repeatedly wrong. And people still write that man checks for $100,000, $50,000, $20,000, $5,000, $10,000. And if you know anything at all, especially if you're a Christian, and especially if you believe the Bible, if he's been wrong once, he's not the Last Day Prophet of God. He's not a prophet of God at all. You understand what I'm telling you? Put your money where it does the most good if you're going to put it somewhere. Don't throw it down a bottomless pit, ladies and gentlemen. Okay? We produce here. We do things that are good for liberty and freedom for all people. And we live... very, what's the proper word? We don't squander money. We don't have luxuries here. Our furniture is falling apart. I haven't had a new sports coat for 10 years. I don't have any slacks that I can wear at all. They've all worn out long ago. I got two new shirts for Christmas. And the last time I got new shirts was the Christmas before. The children, they have some toys. And but I teach them to use their imagination and their minds, and you'll find them out making things in the wood pile while other children are playing with toys that cost $50, $100 and stuff like that. Our girls are using their imagination and playing with their dolls and their teddy bears. And this Christmas, we got Allison a little computer. Several years ago, we got Pooh a real computer. And it's down right now, but it's going to be back up because there's nothing wrong with it. We're just switching things around here to get ready for the to build our television studio. This is what we're doing. So I just thought I'd let you know all of these things tonight. All of you who have called in and for your information pack, now you know what to expect. You know how to handle it when it gets to your home. You know to send it back to Harvest Trust with $6 with your information filled out, signed at the bottom. Leave all the sponsor information blank. We'll fill that out when we get it back. We'll send it directly to American Longevity. If we have a big stack of them, we'll send them overnight. If we don't have a big stack, we'll send them second day. So the longest it's going to take from the time they get back into our hands to get to American Longevity is 2 days. American Longevity is going to send you the information pack with all the stuff in it that I talked to you about tonight. I've told you where to find your ID number, and whether you are a preferred customer or an associate, you still use the ID number that I told you about right under the billing address on your invoice. So don't fail to tear the invoice out of the little envelope on the front and read it, because you need that ID number. Okay, folks? Wow. I wish that we could have taken more calls last night. I really do, because I know a lot of you out there had questions and wanted to call and talk to Dr. Wallach, who were not able to. We're going to rerun that broadcast again next week sometime. Not this week, but next week, or maybe the week after. Anyway, within the next 2 weeks, you're going to hear it again, the tape from last night's broadcast in its entirety. And Dr. Wallach has assured me that any time that that his schedule allows for it, and he's passing through Arizona, he will take the time to come up here and do another broadcast. So I don't know when that's going to happen, but it will happen. If our television project is successful, if all of those of you who have not donated, sit down and do what I told you tonight. Stop figuring out how you can't, and figure out how you can, and then do it. And then use that philosophy and everything else that you do in your life, so that your life will be better, instead of limiting yourself. Because most people are limited only by themselves, not by anyone else. No matter who they blame it on, it's really their fault, and that's the truth. And I know you don't like to hear it, but it is the truth. You're listening to WBCQ, Monticello, Maine, USA. This is the Hour of the Time, and I'm William Cooper.
I was alone. I should have known you were temptation. You smiled, luring me on. My heart was gone. You were temptation. It would be thrilling if you were if it can never be. Pity me, for you were born to be kissed. I can't resist. You are temptation and I am yours. Here is my heart. Take it and say we'll never part. I'm just a slave.
Okay, I'm back. You know, I forgot to tell you something, folks. Whenever you order product from American Longevity, you must provide a physical shipping address. They will not ship product to P.O. boxes. Okay, listen to me carefully. Whenever you order product from American Longevity, you must provide a physical address. They will not ship product to post office boxes. And if you discover, once you get your product, how much it weighs, when you find out how much it weighs, you'll know why they don't. It's much cheaper to ship it by UPS or Federal Express than it is to ship it through the United States mail because it weighs a lot. It weighs a lot, folks. And it's liquid. Most of it's liquid. And from my diving days, let me see if I can remember the correct figures. If it's liquid, here's what fresh water weighs, just clean fresh water. Fresh water weighs 72.4 pounds per cubic foot. Salt water weighs 74.2 pounds per cubic foot. Some of the products that you're going to get are a lot denser than salt water and will weigh more than 74.2 pounds per cubic foot. Okay? And so that's why. You don't want it to go to a P.O. box because nobody can afford the shipping costs. So remember that. When you order product from American Longevity, you must provide a physical address. Okay? And you don't have to worry about it on your associate application and agreement. Only when you order products. Okay? All right. Well, I guess that's about it for all of that. We'll open the phones now. We'll talk about whatever you want to talk about for the rest of the broadcast, which is about another 50 minutes. The number is 520-333-4578. Today, the United States Senate swore in the Chief Justice of the United States Supreme Court, William Rehnquist, to preside over the trial of President William Jefferson Clinton, and the Senate was sworn in as the jury. Good evening, you're on the air.
Yeah, I had to turn you off to some because of Maria. But how do you feel about Clinton being impeached?
I think the man should be impeached. He's committed a felony.
And
if he's found guilty, that is. I don't see that any man could be in the office of the presidency and not help the country in some way. But I believe that overall he has hurt the country, and his dealings with the communist Chinese, he has committed treason. Of the Russian people?
Yes. How do you feel about that, if that is true? If that...
I think William Clinton is a dyed-in-the-wool, all the way to the wall socialist. I think he's a Marxist socialist, and I've studied his life, and he and Hillary both have made it a point throughout their life to donate large sums of money to socialist organizations and causes. But I don't believe he's a part of the Russian people. He's a part of the, what you would call the Socialist International, the movement around the world that wants to bring the entire world under socialist domination. Now, if you read Karl Marx and V.I. Lenin, the first step is you must have a democracy. That's why they're calling this country a democracy instead of a constitutional republic. And whenever you hear them call this country a democracy and take us more into democracy, which is really the reason for all these polls, they're trying to tell you that the opinion of the public should override the law. That's what happens in democracies. And
exactly.
Yeah, and democracy, according to both Marx and Lenin, is indispensable to socialism. And according to Karl Marx, the end goal or the ultimate resolution of socialism is communism.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where we're all going.
And how do you feel about the government overriding the Constitution of the United States?
I don't understand what you mean.
We do have laws, but half the laws the government has made override the Constitution of the United States.
Well, they don't. Nothing can override the supreme law of the land. What they are doing is criminal. They are criminally subverting the Constitution and thus aiding and abetting the enemies of the United States of America. That's treason.
Exactly.
And that's bad. That's wrong. It's criminal.
It shouldn't be. What I have heard is new laws are going to be taking effect. And what I have heard is that people should be writing the congressman to vote no on some laws.
Let me tell you something. People have been writing a congressman for years. I realized, finally, when NAFTA passed, that congressmen don't pay any attention to what the people say. They don't care whether it's constitutional or unconstitutional. All they care is about their goal, their agenda. And their agenda, I've got to tell you, is world socialist totalitarian government. I don't care if they're Democrat. I don't care if they're Republican. That's the goal. That's the stated policy of the United States government. That's what everybody in Washington, D.C. is working toward. It is treason. It's unconstitutional. It's unlawful. And when they passed NAFTA, the telegrams, the letters, the email, the telephone calls were running 1,000 to 1 against NAFTA, which is unconstitutional to begin with, and they still passed it. So writing your congressman, in my estimation, you may disagree with me, which is your right, in my estimation, is a waste of time.
And from what I've heard on the news, another child, but from before he was.
Forget about that deadbeat president stuff and the deadbeat dad stuff. That is socialist propaganda dribble. And I'm going to tell you right now, until women stop taking children away from their fathers, any father who's had his children stripped away from him, in my estimation, in my belief, should not be paying a penny to anyone for anything.
I completely agree with you. Any woman or any female, let's put it that, should take away a child from his father, his or her father, I think that he should not be forced to pay child support.
Forced or not, I don't think he should, period.
I think he should have that decision put upon him.
No, I think he should take the decision upon himself, even if he has to go to jail, and say, no, I'm not going to do it.
Because
you took my children away from me. So screw you.
Exactly.
You're not getting a penny from me. And if I have to go to jail, I'll go to jail. If that's the price of freedom, and if that's the price of morality, and if that's the price of ethics, if that's the price of doing right, then I'll gladly go sit in jail. But the federal government has no jurisdiction over any of it.
Yes.
Period.
A couple of weeks ago, I have heard that what had happened to Art Bell, they were going to, actually in Waco, they are going to do the exact thing to you.
To who?
You. That's what I have heard. That's what I have heard, that they weren't really, they don't really appreciate what you, I think you and Art Bell are on the same ground. I think you need to be a part of Senate. You know, you and Art Bell need to be part of Senate because you know what needs to be done.
Well, I'm afraid you're giving Art Bell a lot of credit that he doesn't deserve. Art Bell sits there every night and promulgates and promotes the biggest hoaxes and lies that I've ever heard in my life.
Mm-hmm.
So I would disagree with you strenuously. I think Art Bell is detrimental to the minds of everybody that listens to his broadcast. And also, they would love to take my children away from me. You bet your boots they would, because I'm teaching them all of the things that they don't want children to know about going into the New World Order.
And they don't want the children to know this is what's going to go on, and this is what's going to happen, and you need to take the action. They want them to be clueless and say, well, what's going on? We can't do anything about it now. Because they don't want everybody else to know, because they don't want everybody else to tell their children this is what's going to happen, and if you don't do something about it now, you're basically screwed. You know?
Right.
You know, and that's the way I feel about it. I think we should be telling our children now.
Absolutely. Should have always been doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Should have been teaching them the real history, the Constitution, the real law.
The real.
All about liberty and freedom. The principles and ideals upon which this country was based. The true history of socialism and what it does to people, and how it leads to ultimate enslavement. Okay, I gotta let you go and get somebody else in here.
All right, then. You have a good day.
You too. Thanks a lot for your call.
Okay.
520-333-4578 is the number. Talk about anything you want to tonight. What do you think about what's going on in Washington, D.C.? How many of you heard today that Dr. Louis Jolyon West, the great boogeyman, the expert on mind control, the head of the Neuropsychiatric Institute of UCLA, died? Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello, Bill. This is Dave calling from Florida.
Hello, Dave.
I seem to remember that one day before the Oklahoma City bombing, you predicted that the government would try something the next day. Do you recall that?
No, I don't, but it's possible. I don't think that I would have said the next day, and I don't think it was the day before, but I think all during that time I was telling the American people to be ready for terrorist attacks and that the government would mount a propaganda and judicial assaults upon the lawfully constituted militias and patriots in this country. In fact, I wrote that in my book in back in the 80s.
Right. I have your book and I have your tapes. I found that very interesting.
I even predicted that the first terrorist attack mounted in the United States would occur in New York City, and it did.
Got a computer, and if you could go through Reader's Digest when they did the World Trade Center in New York City, when it first happened, they claimed it was ammonium nitrate.
Well,
a year later,
that's exactly what they claimed. They said there was a van full of ammonium nitrate that was supposed to be taken down and parked near one of the major structural supports of the building to bring the whole building down, but on the way in to the parking garage, it ran over a bump and blew up prematurely, and so it did not bring the whole building down.
Okay, correct, Bill. A year later, they changed their story, and they said it was urea nitrate.
They're always changing their story.
And it was, and you can look it up, Bill.
Yeah, I know. It's backed up
with dynamite, set off by blasting caps and nitroglycerin, and people heard the blasting caps and the nitroglycerin, and I'm not an expert on explosives, but it sounds fishy to me, and this is something the listeners could research themselves down at the library.
When blasting caps go off next to dynamite, nobody hears the blasting caps.
And you're not going to hear, I understand, you're not going to hear nitroglycerin because it makes one crack, and it would...
Well, what you're going to hear is one huge explosion. That's
right.
What you're going to hear. You're not going to hear blasting caps and nitroglycerin and then dynamite and all. What you're going to hear is one huge, tremendous explosion. They've been lying to us for so many years, it's pathetic. I mean, it's just absolutely makes me sick. I don't even, you know, every time they open their mouth, I just want to go vomit.
I'll leave you with one quick thought. I was steering in to New York Harbor on a Sealand ship, and the World Trade Center is the only complex in New York City that bypasses the sewerage system and drops right into the Hudson River, and that was from the New York Pilots Association.
Huh. Boy, that violates just about every sanitary procedure that I ever heard.
In New York City, everything is violated.
Well,
I sent you a few bumper stickers, and I don't know if you got...
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.
And I'll send you a copy of my Maritime News when it comes in.
In fact, the girls decided to patch up some of the parts of the house that needed patching up, and so we got bumper stickers on the wall now.
Daughters in the merchant marine on one of those passenger ships because they're making very low wages. You know, they might get the idea of...
Oh, well, I'll let my daughters decide what they're going to do, and whatever they decide they want to do, if they really want to do it, I'll support them in that and try to help them reach their goal if I possibly can, if I'm still around when that happens. But if these socialists take over, nobody's going to have a choice in what they do. They'll be assigned their jobs from probably around the age of 3.
Yeah, well, we'll try and stop that. Well, God bless you, Bill, and it's good to hear you on the radio.
Thank you. God bless you, and thanks for calling.
Okay, bye.
520-333-4578 is the number. Have any of you gotten your, I know that many of you must have gotten your information pack and ordered your stuff yet. Has any of you done that? And what did you order? What have you got? What are you doing? When did you order? When did you get your info pack and all that kind of stuff? Did you have any problem finding your ID number? You know, these are things I need to know. I haven't had any feedback from any of you on that stuff. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Bill. Kyle.
Hi, Kyle.
You were going to talk about the, I don't have it in front of me, the book?
Oh, the book, yeah.
You were going to mention something about the book.
Yeah, this is incredible. You know, I never saw this before. Dr. Wallach brought us a case, which we paid for last night.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the most incredible book I've ever seen.
When it had 415...
400 and some odd diseases in here. And let me just... Let me just pick one out.
Okay.
Here it is, right here. Okay, this is hoarseness, laryngitis, can be caused by too much yelling, as at a football game, or from many of the cold and upper respiratory viruses. Treatment of hoarseness includes use of demulcents such as slippery elm, Ulmus fulva, in lemon and honey, chickweed, Stella media, and the singer's plant, or hedge mustard, Sisymbrium officinale, as a liquid extract. And that's just one. I mean, it goes through here. Here's a hiatal hernia. It's usually a congenital birth defect, not genetic. However, it can also be caused by crushing the chest or abdomen, as in an auto accident. Gas, dyspepsia, reflux, chest pain that mimics a heart attack are common symptoms. It is said that more than 40% of the United States of America population has asymptomatic hiatal hernia by actual x-ray survey. Treatment of hiatal hernia usually is restricted to treating the gas and dyspepsia. Small meals are suggested. Sleeping with the head of your bed elevated oftentimes prevents night esophageal reflux while you sleep. When there is a large defect in the diaphragm, and there's this big long name there, which I can't pronounce, surgical repair is recommended to prevent strangulation of portions of the stomach, intestine, or liver. I mean, it just goes through, it's got everything that you can think of, including diaper rash, diabetes, chicken pox, chiggers, chilblains, cholesterol, chills, cerebral palsy, cervical dysplasia. Everything that you can think of is in here. This is an incredible book, and it tells exactly how it's treated or how it needs to be treated, and wherever possible that it can be treated with minerals, vitamins, or herbs, it tells you just exactly what minerals, vitamins, herbs, and how much to treat it with.
Now, you said you just got a case of those books?
Yeah, they're $16.95 if you want one.
$16.95?
$16.95, postpaid. Okay. Delivered to your door, second day, what do you call that?
Next day?
Yeah, next day, no, second day.
There's a
name for it in the post office. I forgot what the name of it is. Second day mail.
Okay.
So if you send us $16.95, we'll send you this book, Let's Play Doctor. It's a thick book. It weighs 1 pound. It's by Dr. Joel Wallach. And it's got over 400 and some odd illnesses, diseases in here. And it's an incredible book. I mean, you need this book. Blank money order, or cash, or gold or silver coin, $16.95.
Okay. All right, I just wanted to...
And that's postpaid to your door by second day mail.
All right. All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Take care.
You too.
Yeah.
What?
That's 2 days priority mail.
Priority mail, that's right. Priority mail, yeah, second day, 2 days.
Mom told me to say that
to you. Okay, thanks, Pooh. I appreciate it. Pooh was listening to the radio, and Mom sent her in here to tell me it's priority mail. We'll send it by priority mail direct to your door for $16.95. And so if you want it, get that in the mail to us, and we'll get it right out to you immediately. You'll like this book. if you liked last night's broadcast, you'll love this book. I started reading it last night, and I will be reading it for quite some time. It even has what to do when you've been raped in here, what you can do right off the bat, you know, to help yourself. Raynaud's disease, rectal itching, roseola, scabies, scarlatina, which is scarlet fever, schizophrenia, sciatica, scoliosis, scurvy, sebaceous cyst, senile dementia, sexually transmitted disease, strokes, tapeworms, everything. You won't believe it. It's an incredible book. And if you're like me, you're preparing, you've got to have this book amongst your preparations, $16.95 postpaid. So send off for it. We'll get it mailed for you right away. And for those of you who may not have called yet and want to get your information package, call right now, 1-888-403-2405. That's 1-888-403-2405. 303-2405 or 1-888-701-0502. That's 1-888-701-0502. If you live in the Round Valley of Arizona, call 3555. That's 3555. If you live outside the continental borders of the United States of America, call 011-520-333-3555. That's 011-520-333-3555. And if you'd like to write to us, ladies and gentlemen, the address is the Hour of the Time, in care of 101.1 FM. That's right, we changed our frequency back. It's the Hour of the Time, in care of 101.1 FM, P.O. Box 940, that's P.O. Box 940, Eager, spelled E-A-G-A-R, Arizona, 85925. That's 85925, USA. The number is 520-333-4578. We're taking calls for the rest of this hour. And once again, the number is 520-333-4578. We're taking your calls tonight. We'll talk about whatever it is that's on your mind or whatever you want to talk about. Dr. Louis Jolyon West, one of the premier mind control experts in the United States, has just died. He was the head of the Neuropsychiatric Institute of the University of California at Los Angeles. He was responsible for the mind control experiments on prisoners in California state prisons. He conducted mind control experiments on children at an abandoned missile site in California for a number of years. He examined Jack Ruby. And his diagnosis is what prevented Ruby from being executed. Ruby eventually died of cancer in prison. He examined Patricia Hearst. And I'll tell you why he did that, folks, because he was involved in all of this stuff. The Weathermen, remember Sync? Remember the people, the Symbionese and the Symbionese Liberation Army, who was headed by this guy named Sync? Sink was one of the people involved in the California State Prison mind control experiments, which were supervised by Dr. Louis Jolyon West. And he went on to head the Symbionese Liberation Army and to kidnap Patty Hearst. All of this was it was promulgated. He may have been responsible for Charles Manson and what the Manson cult did. This man was an evil... Well, he wasn't evil. He thought what he was doing would somehow help mankind, I'm sure, but he was a bad guy. Bad guy. And so I, for one, am glad that he is gone. Very glad that he is gone. I wish all of them would go. Not in any, I don't wish anybody would go in and kill anybody else, but I just wish those guys would vanish from the planet somehow. I don't know how it could happen. Dr. Louis Jolyon West died a natural death. I'm glad that he's gone. 520-333-4578 is the number. 520-333-4578. I still have not heard from anybody who's received their information pack from American Longevity or who has ordered and received any of the products. And you're not giving me the feedback that I need. So I need to know, I need to hear from some of you who have done that. And hear what you think of it, give me some feedback. 520-333-4578.
Bible said, and it still is new. Mama. up for me. But God bless the child that's got his own, that's got his own. Yes, the strong gets more, while the weak ones fade. Empty pockets don't ever make the grave. Mama may have come from me, but God bless the child that's got his own, that's got his own. But God bless the child that's got his own, that's got his own.
Good evening, you're on the air.
Hello, Bill.
Hello.
How in the world are you? It's been a long time since I heard you.
Pretty good. I need you to speak a little bit louder.
Okay, is this better?
That's much better. Thank you.
Trial that they're fixing to put out up there. You know, you've got Strom Thurmond setting up there as the head honcho.
Uh-huh.
You got Trent Lott, and then we've got Dan Rather calling the shots out here on the television. Now, I've heard you talk many times about the Masonic Order, but each and every one of these guys, Strom Thurmond is a 33rd degree Mason, and so is Trent Lott.
Yes.
So you can see right here from the start, this thing is really rigged, isn't it?
Well, it is, but it might be rigged against Clinton. Clinton is a member of the order, and he's disgraced the order.
You know, that's something that I've never been able to find out. Is Bill Clinton a Mason?
He's a Demolay. He was a Demolay for most of his life. He could never have been the governor of the state of Arkansas without being a Freemason. Can't happen.
Not in
any southern state can you be a governor without being a Freemason. Can't happen.
Okay, now this is another thing I'd like to bring to your attention, which you probably know, but I don't think your listeners do. In each and every state, you have what you call the official manual of that state, which lists all of your state reps and your federal representatives.
Yes.
And it gives a biography on all of these guys, tells you where they live, how many kids they got, what their wife's name is, and also lists the organizations that they belong to.
Only if they wish the organizations known.
Well,
many Freemasons will never, ever admit that they're Freemasons.
Well, they do in Missouri.
Well, yeah, they're very proud of it.
Nearly every one of our senators down in Jefferson City, oh, they're proud of this thing. Boy, they've got them all listed there as Masons.
Well, you know why? That's the Harry Truman legacy.
Well, that's true. Arkansas is the same way, but I haven't been able to find anybody in Arkansas to dig out one of these official manuals and see what it says about Bill Clinton on it.
Well, we know that he was a member of the Order of Demolay.
Yeah.
And that's the boys branch of Freemasonry.
Mm-hmm. And I was just wanting to know if you knew that...
They're the same oaths, by the way.
Yeah, that Trent Lott and Strom Thurmond, who is sitting in a position to either make or shake it. And I really think that they're going to... Because Lott has been trying to put it under the table ever since he got up there. But I really think that they're on Clinton's side. I don't believe that they're going to go against him.
You may be right. We're going to find out. There's no way I can predict at this point, because nothing, absolutely nothing... is happening according to any reasonable process of reason or of normal thought. Everything is cockeyed and going off the deep end. It's really kind of schizophrenic. So I'm not going to make any predictions either way, because I just cannot find any reasonable anything happening the way it reasonably should.
Another thing I'd like to bring to your attention, Bill, you may know it, but your listeners probably don't. Now, they just announced on the news tonight that there's 25,000 pig farmers that's going to go out of business if something doesn't happen. They claim it takes $45 to raise a pig from the time it's born until it's ready to butcher.
Let me tell you something. I know what their problem is. And they haven't apparently got the brains to figure it out. And I don't understand why. You see, pig farming became profitable. So all these people rushed to set up pig farms, and now they got too many pig farmers raising too many pigs. So the middlemen, the wholesalers, are not paying much money for pork.
Well, Bill, they're bringing them in from everywhere else through this NAFTA.
Listen to me. It's not just NAFTA, and it's not just everywhere else. In this country, they just went crazy, and everybody started raising pigs. Even if you close the borders, there's still too much pork. And that's the truth. And so instead of going through the middleman who's buying this pork dirt cheap, and you haven't seen the prices reflecting that in the stores, the prices of pork.
Oh, that's right. They claim the stores are making $216 on each hog. I believe the packer
is the
bigger cut.
It's not the store that's making that money. It's the middleman. It's the wholesaler.
That's right. It's your wholesalers and your packers there.
Yeah, you got it.
The two guys that's ripping them off. But see,
so why don't the pig?
Now they're going to try to put the blame on the grocery stores.
No. The blame is on the pig farmers. Why don't they cut out the middleman and do their own wholesaling?
Well, you know who the middlemen are that these big packers.
Doesn't matter. All they got to do is cut them out.
That's right. But you can't do it as long as you've got this United States Department of Agriculture that's putting you down.
Sure they can.
Now this brings on down.
Sure they can. The Department of Agriculture only has authority over interstate and international commerce. Sell your pigs in the state, cut out the middleman, and you'll be fine.
Well, I still say, though, Bill, the USDA has really put these farmers in a squeeze here because if they're shipping in so much of this stuff until they don't have it. Now, you know, this is only the small farmers that's going to go under because the rest of these guys get subsidized. These big corporations that's raising these pigs, they're getting subsidized.
Well, all agriculture gets subsidized. That's part of the Roosevelt socialist legacy from the New Deal.
You're right there, but.
But listen to me. It's the farmers who accepted all this subsidy. It's the farmers, instead of using their old Ford tractor or their mules, had to have $100,000 John Deere. Because it's air-conditioned.
Yeah, these John Deere's, that's exactly what they call these big four-wheelers.
Yeah, so I don't believe all this stuff about the poor farmer. The poor farmer asked for what he's getting.
Well, there's a lot of little farmers, though, that's being snuffed out because the bigger guys, what they're doing, they just keep cutting from the bottom up, Bill. They're taking the little guys out, and before long we'll have corporate farms, and that's all we'll have.
Well, that's right, but it started with the socialism, and all of the little farmers stuck their hand out, and these little farmers got John Deere's like everybody else. So, you know, you can't put the blame on everybody else.
Well,
yes, the government is wrong in what they're doing. Yes, socialism is bad. Yes, the New Deal was nothing but socialism and started this country down the wrong road. But it was still selfish Americans who accepted it and say, oh boy, we're going to get freebies, and if we don't raise crops on this field, they're going to pay us for it.
Well,
and here they come with all this money they're going to loan us, and I don't know how we're going to pay it back, but boy, all of a sudden, I can have me a $100,000 John Deere tractor. I'm going to get me one. Next thing you know, they have a bad crop, and guess what? They don't just lose the John Deere tractor. They lost their whole farm.
But you know, Bill, some of these people that live through this area that I am, they don't all own John Deere tractors, and really, 3 years ago, they wasn't having the problems in the pig business until Bill Clinton has brought this Dan Glickman in here. And Dan Glickman is another 33rd degree Mason that's head of the agricultural department. And this is what he started having trouble. If you read some of these farm magazines, these people are trying to stop this guy from doing what he is on this importing. But he's bringing in this stuff, and it's killing them.
My family's been engaged in farming since they first came to this country. My father was a farmer when he left the Air Force. He bought the old family farm and farmed. So I'm familiar with farming, and I'm not disagreeing with you. All I'm saying is this. The farmers are not without blame.
You're absolutely right. They took these handouts, and now it's coming home to roost. Bill, I agree with you on that 100%, but it still cuts the little guy out. out here that's trying to raise maybe 50 hogs or something like that to make a living. It's the big guys that's cutting them out from the top down, and this Dan Glickman, he's damn sure helping them do it.
Yeah, well, you're right about that.
Well, Bill, it's nice to have you back on here, and I'll be listening.
Okay.
And listen, when you call out your address, call it out a little slower so I can get that thing down.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Nice to hear you again.
In fact, I'll say it again right now, so get your pen and paper ready.
Well, give me about a minute.
Okay. 520-333-4578. Well, I'll tell you what, we'll take another call, and then we'll give it out. How about that? And in the meantime, the number is 520-333-4578. We'll take one more call, and then we'll give that out. We'll give the phone numbers out also. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Mr. Cooper.
Hello.
This is Troy in Florida.
Hi, Troy.
Hi, I had a question about gold and silver coins.
Yeah.
Is it important to get American denominations, or would any type work?
Any type works as long as it's bullion coins. You know what I'm talking about? Not numismatic.
Okay.
If they have a collector's value,
right.
You have no control over that unless you're a collector. If you're a collector, fine. If you know what you're doing and you want to buy numismatic coins and you think that that's really what you want, fine, go ahead. But if you're not a collector, you don't understand that market, you better stay out of it. I'll tell you right now.
Okay, so any bullion will do.
Any bullion will do. If it's in coin form, almost everybody in the world recognizes gold and silver bullion coins, and they will accept them. Now, if you have a gold bar or a silver bar,
uh-huh.
And in a crisis where the economic system collapses and you have to use that for exchange of goods or to barter or to purchase things with, people may not accept it because you might have poured gold around a lead core, and they don't know that. But they're pretty comfortable with coins. You should also have some of the smallest denominations, gold and silver coins, that you can get. Because I'm going to tell you right now, if you've got to spend those coins to feed your family or to save your life or whatever it is, they're going to take whatever you've got and they're not going to give you change. So if you've got a real small coin, you can buy a few loaves of bread with it. If you had a real large coin, you'd still only be able to buy those few loaves of bread with it because you're not going to get change in these transactions.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Have a good night.
So it's good to have some big coins, and it's really good to have a whole lot of the smallest denomination gold and silver coins that you can get, like silver dimes, junk dimes. Everybody knows what they are. They know that they're silver. They know that they're good. They got to be pre-1963, I believe, 63 or 64. Make sure you get the right ones. Small denomination gold coins, 1/10 ounce. Use your common sense. And, you want some big coins, and you also want a whole lot of small coins. Okay, here's the address. It's the Hour of the Time. The Hour of the Time. And after I give this out, we'll still be taking calls. It's the Hour of the Time. In care of 101.1 FM. That's 101.1 FM. P.O. Box 940. That's P.O. Box 940. Eager, spelled E-A-G-A-R. That's Eager, spelled E-A-G-A-R, Arizona, 85925. That's 85925, USA. The numbers that you should call if you want your information pack on Dr. Wallach and how he can improve your own personal health is 1-888-403-2405. That's 1-888-403-2405 or 1-888-701-0502. That's 1-888-701-0502. If you live in the Round Valley area of Arizona, it's 3555. That's 3555. Or if you live outside the continental borders of the United States of America, you can call 011-520-3333. 1-800-333-3555. That's 01-1-520-333-3555. The number here, call in line, is 520-333-4578. That's also the number you should call between noon and about 4 p.m. our time if you want to talk to me or Annie or ask questions or whatever you want during the week only. Do not call us on Saturday and Sunday unless it's an emergency. We have family functions like everybody else, and I like to spend as much time with my family as I possibly can. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, this is Mary from Washington.
Hi, Mary.
Yeah, last night you were talking about how the vitamin mineral thing helped you with your leg pain.
Oh, yes.
I had injured my elbow and my shoulder like a year and a half ago.
Are you scraping on something, Mary?
No, it's probably the phone.
Okay, go ahead.
And I have chronic nerve damage, chronic nerve pain. They say there's nothing they can do about it. Except like nerve blocks, medications, all this. And this is the kind of thing I want to avoid.
Uh-huh.
And is there a chance that this is going to help, this kind of thing?
Well, somebody asked about that last night, and Dr. Wallach said definitely yes.
Hmm.
Now, I'm not Dr. Wallach, and I can't give you...
No, we tried last night and could not get through.
You know what you should do? You should order the tape, because he talked about nerve damage and things like that on the tape. The tape,
the same 888 numbers, order the tape and everything? No,
the,
or will that come with the backup?
No. I'm talking about the tape of last night's broadcast.
Oh, okay. So now how do we get that?
We'll just call tomorrow after 12 noon our time and before 4 p.m. our time. We're in Mountain Time.
Uh-huh.
And talk to Annie. She'll tell you all about it.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for calling. 520-333-4578 is the number. Oh, what happened there? Oh.
Sometimes I wish that I had never met you.
Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi. I was just wondering if you could talk a little bit about the daughters of the Eastern Star, the female part of the Masonic organization.
Yeah, they work hand in glove with the Freemasonic organization. In fact, they were organized by members of Freemasonry in order that their women might have an organization through which they could help the agenda of the Masonic Lodge without bringing them into the all-male lodge.
Now, are their organization pretty prominent now?
Well, it depends on where you live. In some states like Missouri, Freemasonry and Eastern Star is very prominent.
Hillary Clinton?
I don't know.
Eastern Star?
I don't know.
I see.
She's not the president, so we didn't do any research into her, except as a...
She's not?
No, she's not. Well, she may think she is, but she's not. And a lot of other people may think she is, but she's not.
But
no, we haven't researched her affiliation. If she runs for office and becomes a senator or runs for president or something, then we'll go into her background. As a couple, we have investigated their finances and have found that they're both socialists and have, over their lifetime, devoted huge sums of money to socialist causes and organizations, one of which is responsible for a lot of terrorism in the world. One of these organizations that they've channeled money to.
Thank you for the information.
You're welcome. 520-333-4578 is the number. And we'll talk about whatever you want for the next, I don't know how many minutes until we run out of time here. And we've got about 9 minutes left in the broadcast, two or three of which is going to be music. So if you want to talk about something, now's the time to call. 520-333-4578. Good evening, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Bill. Let me turn my radio on.
Please, 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 please do that. You must turn your radio off.
The privilege and honor of speaking to Dr. Wallach last night, and I was just really dumbstruck and just blown away. I mean, that was something else. I love Dr. Wallach. He's fantastic. You're talking about the Masons. Well, I've come to my conclusion is that the Illuminati and the Bilderbergers, those two people are running everything, and the Illuminati is the top 33 degrees of the Masonic order.
The top 33 degrees? No. The Illuminati actually begins at about the 30th degree and goes up from there and out sideways. Including the Shriners and all of these other organizations.
Because a friend of mine who was a Mason when I lived in California.
Oh, and I forgot to say this. I'm sorry for interrupting you, but I have to clarify that. It's also the top level or the top degrees of all of the other so-called fraternal orders.
Yeah. A friend of mine.
Not just Freemasonry.
Who was a Mason told me that after the 33 degree, they can join this group called the Illuminati. And they have power all over the place, and they have an agenda. And he said, well, would you like to be a Mason? And I said, no thanks, you know.
Well, good for you, but it actually starts at the 30th degree in the Scottish Rite.
Yeah.
It starts at other degrees.
Do you know about the Illuminati?
Do I know about the Illuminati? You must be a new listener.
Fairly new.
Yeah. I'm probably the world's greatest living expert outside the lodge that exists upon the face of this earth.
Yeah.
I've done more research. I've exposed more about them than anybody ever has in the past. I have done countless hours of broadcasting just on that subject. We have a series of tapes called the Mystery Babylon series, which is the expose of their entire system. You know, I could go on for a long time, but that should answer your question. Not through the Catholic Church, through the Vatican, through the highest levels of the Church.
Yeah.
Catholics are no more responsible for what's going on in the world than anybody else.
Yeah, but they've penetrated all kinds of things.
Yes, but you have to be careful how you say that, because you don't want to hurt innocent people.
No, I have nothing against Catholics.
Yeah.
I love them. I've gone to church with them. They're great people. But anyway, and the Bilderbergers, they control all the money. They're the people that financed Hitler and Lenin and all the rest of them.
Well, that's not true. Bilderbergers didn't even exist when Hitler was in power in Europe.
Well, they had a different name.
Nope, they didn't even exist. I'm telling you the truth. I've done the research. Bilderbergers did not come into being until 1954.
Oh, I didn't even realize that. I knew there was some powerful bankers like the Rothschilds and the rest of them, and I thought they were tied in with the Bilderbergers. My mistake.
Okay.
Mistake. I learned something new. Thank you for enlightening me.
You're welcome.
As to Bill Clinton, he should definitely be impeached.
Absolutely.
And if he was anywhere smart, he would get on the next helicopter out of Washington, head back to Arkansas, and so he can collect his benefits.
Well, I think if he did that, I think somebody, some ambitious prosecutor might prosecute him and throw him in jail. If he gets convicted by the Senate, they'll feel sorry for him, and they won't prosecute him and put him in prison. But if he were to do what you suggest, he might end up going to prison.
Well,
instead of just getting kicked out of office.
His buddy Gore takes over, and Gore can give him a presidential pardon.
Gore's worse than Clinton.
Oh, Gore has said, the best thing for this country is if all the evangelical Christians were removed, this would be a wonderful country.
Well, he was talking about the world. He blamed Christians for everything that's ever happened that's bad in the world. And I believe what his book says is if all the Christians were to disappear from the face of the earth, it'd be a better place to live.
That's going to happen one of these days. You know, he'll have his wish.
Well, I don't know about that. This isn't a religious program, so whatever you believe about that is you keep that in your church, and I'll keep what I believe about it in mind, and we'll all give each other the freedom to worship whatever we want to worship.
I thought that interesting about the Last Day Prophet quotes. I happened to talk to that person and showed him some scripture about certain things, and he just ran it over. I mean,
he's amazing. I remember listening to him one night. He was telling his flock to buy gold. Buy gold, buy all the gold that you can get. And then about 2 or 3 weeks later, he was telling all of his listeners that the gold was the fruits of the devil, and people who dealt in gold or purchased gold were the devil's instruments. And if you have any gold, send it all to me, and you'll be absolved of your sins and response. I almost fell out of my chair laughing so hard.
I got your package from Harvest Trust, the envelope.
Uh-huh. Good.
Because if Dr. Wallach says it's good to me, and he's like, that man has really touched my life big time. But total respect for him. But I think the last honest president we had, though, was Jimmy Carter. The rest of them, I don't know. But I'll tell you a story about...
You have to remember this. It doesn't matter who the president is. The president doesn't invent all these executive orders.
Yeah.
He doesn't invent the policy. He doesn't come up with all these ideas. He is the instrument, the front man for the public, if you will, of the power that put him in office.
Yeah.
Somebody else is dictating all this stuff. So, if you get rid of Clinton, then nothing's going to change. It might get worse, in fact. Listen, we're out of time, and we've got to go right now. So thanks a lot for calling.
Bless you, Bill.
And we'll see you next Monday. This is Thursday, so the next time you'll hear us will be Monday, folks. I hope you all have a wonderful weekend, and make sure that you get your name and address into the numbers that I gave you, and we'll get your information packed on the way, and we'll get you back to the road to help, and you'll be helping us out here at the same time, as well as yourself, not only health-wise, but if you want to become an associate with some income also, and you can help other people. So, good night, folks. And God bless each and every single one of you.
My mama done told me when I was in pigtail. My mama done told me, hon, a man's gonna sweet talk and give you a glad eye. But when that sweet talking's done, a man is a two-faced, a worrisome thing who'll leave you to sing the blues in the night. Now the rains are falling, hear the trains are calling, whee. My mama done told me, hear that lonesome whistle blowing across the careful wheel. My mama done told me, ah-hoo-ee-da-hoo-ee, old clickety-clacks are echoing back the blues in the night. La ha ha, from Memphis to Mobile, Memphis to St. George, wherever the four winds blow. I've been in some big towns, heard me some big stories, but there is one thing I know. A man is a two-faced, a worrisome thing who'll leave you to sing the blues in the night.
You're listening to 101.1 FM Eager, classic radio like you always wished it could be.
Catman's come, you better look out.